Welcome to the 4 o'clock show, Voices from the Frontlines. You're listening to KPAK 90.7 FM in Los Angeles, 98.7 FM in Santa Barbara. This is Manuel Criollo, and I'm here with my co-host, Eric Mann. Joining us today will be, from El Salvador, Ben Plinton, coordinator of the Human Rights Project with the Centro de Intercambio y Solidaridad, it's called the CIS, in San Salvador, El Salvador, talking to us about the recent vote in the National Assembly in El Salvador to ratify CAFTA and the struggles that were led by popular movements and the FMLN to resist it. Following him, we will have Dr. Maya Rockymore. She's the current Vice President of Research and Program at the Congressional Black Caucus Foundation, who will be talking to us about her recent commentary on the impact of President Bush's plans to reform Social Security and its particularly adverse impact on the black community. We'll close up the show with Nick Unger, representative of the New York Transit Workers Union, Local 100. He'll be talking to us about the recent decision by the MTA, New York MTA, to raise the fares again, reduce service, and the automizing of operations of toll booths and subway trains, its impact on transit riders and transit workers. But first, we'll be hearing from my co-host and comrade, Eric Mann, in his opening attempts of his fledging career as a film critic. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Everybody, as one of the things that I would love to do around the holidays is number one, not work, which is rare for me to enjoy not working, and second is to see every film that I can. So today I'm going to do some reviews of some films I might want you to see or not see and get your opinions, and I'll probably do this once a month just for the heck of it. I'm going to do Closer, The Aviator, Finding Neverland, Sideways, and Ray. Closer, directed by Mike Nichols, who did Carnal Knowledge, The Graduate, and Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, portrays the present condition of, quote, male-female, quote, non-quote, heterosexual skirmishes. It stars Julia Roberts, Jude Law, Natalie Portman, and Clive Owen. Real good cast. The main theme, people lie to each other and themselves. People sleep with each other. Couples cannot sustain monogamy, and when caught, they tell the truth. How many times did you come with him? Twice. Was he better than me? Well, he was more gentle. Sometimes you're an animal, and his semen tasted better than yours. Okay, well, that's the kind of bitter truths they hear. It ends with a compromise on one end with one couple, and bitter separation on the other. 2 hours of watching attractive people self-destruct. As they say, it's a sign of the times, but what times? The end of any collective caring? The end of honesty to gain more intimacy. In this case, it's honesty just to get the lying off your chest. Can't we do better? Now that we move to Nicolas Cage and National Treasure. Now, to be clear as a review, I fell asleep during the first hour or hour and a half or maybe 2 hours of the film. A lot of noise, which was really interrupting my sleep. A convoluted plot. I have a great memory even for trivia, but all I remember about this film is nothing, which I just saw 2 weeks ago. Forgettable is an understatement. All I can hear is a $10 bill flushing down the toilet. The Aviator, the story of Howard Hughes. Leonardo DiCaprio is captivating. Seeing him and Scorsese do their promos on talk shows like Oprah gives a window into how damn boring they are in person. But on screen, DiCaprio, from the Basketball Diaries to The Aviator, is incandescent. The fascinating discussion of the free enterprise capitalist fight between Hughes, Howard Hughes, TWA, and Juan Trippe, played by Alec Baldwin, is Pan-American, highlights the Howard Hughes swashbuckling capitalism, the upstart multimillionaire and heir. His relationships with women, Katharine Hepburn, not sure if acted or imitated by Cate Blanchett, and Ava Gardner, played by gorgeous Kate Beckinsale, are textured and fascinating. Strong women who were attracted to his risk-taking, and in its early stages, his endearing madness. For me, the key attraction of the film was Howard Hughes losing his battle with paranoia, germophobia, reclusiveness, and complete melancholy and dementia. and yet watching it evolve stage by stage. The best scene when Ava Gardner nurses him back to health and physical presentability, as he is rescued from his own feces to go to Congress to take on the monopolistic combination of Alan Alda, playing a cookie-cutter slimy politician, and Pan Am, and how in the end TWA won the right to compete with Pan Am for the European market. How diminished our class struggles are these days when we root for the oligarchy and duopoly against the monopoly. Still, Martin Scorsese has clearly found a labor of love, and this is a big screen spectacle worth seeing. Just leave your critical capacities at home and enjoy the spectacle. Finding Neverland is a story of British playwright Sir James M. Barrie at a personal and professional crossroads, writing plays that are famous but do not inspire audiences or himself. Locked into a traditional marriage with his wife Mary, he goes to the park where he meets and falls in love with the family of Sylvia Llewellyn Davis and her four boys, where his inner child meets theirs. He discovers the content and motivation for the play Peter Pan. Johnny Depp has become such a fine actor, he can do understatement in a way that is still compelling and powerful, while Kate Winslet, as the playful, whimsical, but sickly mom, can play from hideous kinky to Titanic and back, and be believable and compelling. Depp and Winslet have magnetic screen presence. You can't keep your eyes off them. This is a beautiful, melancholy film of understated power and ethics. And unlike Closer, Barry and his wife talk honestly to each other and separate to pursue their own dreams. The four boys, of course, steal the stage too, but not in a manipulative mainstream manner. Rather, the children's parts are written by David McGee with great intelligence and a virtual lack of caricature that's in itself a treasure. Don't miss this. Sideways with Paul Giamatti. Formerly, you saw him as Harvey Pekor in American Splendor as a depressed cartoonist, is now playing a depressed wine connoisseur. Thomas Hayden Church is a fading movie star, a B-movie star, soap opera star reduced to doing commercial voiceovers. Virginia Masden, who was nominated for Best Supporting Actress, is the voice of Hope. And Sandra Oh is a woman manipulated in Hayden Church's search for a fresh experience the week before his dreaded wedding. This is a story that defies telling, for as a fine film, it goes way beyond the storyline to capture the fight of two men to overcome personal defeat and self-hatred. Like Neverland, initially understated before you suddenly realize you're involved in a tour de force. These are the small films that are in scale with our actual lives, plenty big enough for us to grow and learn with. Finally, there is Ray, the gigantic story of racism, segregation, the fight against blindness by a black man against a white society, in which the virtuoso music of Ray Charles is allowed to take the front seat, while the actual plotline is far badder than the average biopic. If Cate Blanchett, who is often a great actress, mimicked more than acted Katharine Hepburn in Aviator, Jamie Foxx seems to inhabit Ray Charles' body and soul. The film squarely chronicles Charles' abuse of his wife, with his open, permanent, on-the-road affair with the great backup singer Margie Hendrix, played with compelling power by Regina King. It also conveys the angel-like guidance of his late powerful mother, played by Sharon Warren, who has also been nominated for many Best Supporting Actress roles. From his first big hit, Mess Around, to I Got a Woman, What I Say, George on My Mind, and I Can't Stop Loving You, this film is a musical and dramatic delight, and of course a rare film with black people given such complex and rich roles to strut their stuff. Neverland, Sideways, and Ray, and my unreviewed at this time Motorcycle Diaries, are my top four for the holidays. I can't wait to spend my holidays seeing another six films or more. Any good suggestions on your part?
So everyone, we're gonna come back, and we're going to have Ben Plinton from El Salvador, so stay tuned. Prohibieron ir a la escuela e ir a la...